This is episode 1951 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to the theme we're exploring this week, which is allowing change, allowing yourself to open up to those things in your life you may be resisting. And I want to let you know that I haven't been so good with updating my social media. I try to avoid social media as much as possible, but I know that it's a really important way to reach you, and I leave a different meditation technique on the podcast here for you every day. So what I decided to do is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also Pinterest, I'm sharing the meditation technique for the day with some insight from me on those social media platforms. Especially for you who enjoy the mudras, it's often difficult to do the mudra without actually seeing it. So you will notice that the mudra photo is there waiting for you, as well as the breathing technique and the affirmation and the other techniques we've already explored. I'll also be sharing yoga poses on the social media platforms that go along with the meditations. These will be things that are coming up. Although the meditation techniques that I share with you every day here, it's already there waiting for you. Well, in today's episode, your technique is one of the powerful techniques that even research agrees helps to immediately reduce stress and anxiety. And creating change and allowing change as you're doing this week can create anxiety. And in fact, I want to share with you that sometimes you may find that now is not the best time for you to create big changes in your life. In Chinese medicine, there's a saying that goes something like this. It talks about not having so many balls in the air at once. Just have one ball in the air. That way you can toss it, catch it, bounce it, roll it, and it's all good. If you have even more than one ball in the air, if you drop one ball, you're likely to drop the other one as well. Having more than two balls in the air is time for disaster, or in the case of Chinese medicine, disease. So think about this in regard to what's going on in your life. You might be going through a really difficult time, and although you want to create some change, it's important for you at this time to focus on what is before you, what you may already be embroiled in, knowing that soon you will be able to go after those changes that excite you. People often reach out to me and they will tell me that they have some big event going on in their lives, but they really want to do this or that. And so they're trying to do all these things at once. And they feel so defeated and overwhelmed. And of course, it makes sense that that would happen. But sometimes we don't really see it for ourselves. We can feel like we're invincible, or that we will do it in a way that allows us to accomplish everything we set out to do. And it's true, you can, but sometimes you can pay a price. If you have something major going on in your life, you still want to make sure you're taking care of yourself and your loved ones, and you're able to sit down and relax sometimes. If you have all these different things going on, if something gives, then everything can topple. So try to focus on one thing at a time, especially if you're going through a difficult time. And then think about the change you've been focusing on this week. We are inching towards midweek of our series, so you may already have noticed that right now change isn't really going to be a good thing in your life. And if that's the case, then focus on making really small, subtle changes in your life, such as maybe going to bed earlier to take better care of yourself or reaching out to your loved ones more often this week. If you are focused on a big change in your life, I hope you are giving yourself lots of time to do your challenge this week. Your challenge is to daily give yourself many moments to allow the change to flow through you, to listen to your body and your mind and your heart and what it's telling you about your life and the choices you're making. Simply listen. This allows you to shift naturally and to notice when you might need to move forward or hold back a little on the change you are seeking. Your meditation technique for today is the breathing technique I mentioned. To do this technique, as always, you will sit up straight. And as you close your eyes, you'll keep them slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. You will notice the rhythm and flow of your breath as your body naturally begins to calm itself. As you inhale through your nose, draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, it's referred to in yoga and meditation. And as you hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, mentally repeat, allow. Feel yourself open up to change. As you exhale, let go of tension, fear, and doubt. Continue with this breathing technique. And allow yourself at some point to break away from the technique and sit in stillness. This is true meditation, the part where you are allowing yourself to be. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations and the journal and slow down guide that goes along with this week's series, you can find that on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free access. You are so worth slowing down.